Good morning, everyone. This is Chip Littlejohn in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. And I just got back from a beautiful walk, and something eventful always happens on the walk that I think enhances our call that happens immediately afterwards. We are, as a group, representing a company called Aveni. And one of the things I'm going to suggest to all of us this morning is some professional languaging. And I like to play with that quite a bit. And I was having a little trouble with just coming out with the name of a product that is really starting to win hearts and souls across the country, and that is Aveni Plus Relief. And I find if I say Aveni Plus Relief, it comes out, it rolls off my tongue a lot better than if I just say Plus Relief. And so I got to thinking, you know, if we want Aveni to be the word that really is at the forefront of great ideas in making people function and feel better, why not use it more? Why not, when we say the name of a product, kind of regularly say Aveni Nano Silver, Aveni Cell Defender, Aveni's Immunity, Aveni Plus Relief. I think just getting that word into our, you know, it's a made up word, right? It was kind of interesting that Neil was looking for something that the domain name didn't cost a fortune. So he started moving around letters and something that sounded cool and interesting and came across the thought of Aveni, and it worked for him. And he found that he could get the domain, you know, reasonably. And then he started looking at what it means. And turns out that one of the meanings in some language is win or winner or winning. I thought, boy, that works. That really, really works well. And so I'm just thinking, as we're talking about things, and Rick spent some time on this yesterday, he said, when we're representing natural products, we can talk about our own story. We can talk about structure, function, descriptions, and probably get the points across a lot better than if we just, you know, blurted out medical words. And we can certainly talk about features and benefits. For a while, Marcy and I sold motorhomes for Fleetwood Corporation, which was at that time the largest, maybe still our largest manufacturer of campers and travel trailers and motorhomes in the world. And they always stressed to us features and benefits. So this morning, in preparation for this call, and I always say a little prayer that it'll come out good because there's so many things that I want you to know. What is the most important benefit of Aveni Plus Relief? It's comfort. So I'm going to take a little experiment here, and I'm going to tell Darren's story, because everybody has Darren's story. I think it has really caused that product to get noticed and to have traction in the marketplace and with us. And so Darren Sliva is on the call with us right now. He is an oversized human being. And on my walk this morning, Darren, after years of not running into him, walking into a job in the hospital, I ran into Mr. Vang, the black belt from the Hmong tribe in Laos that jumped over you and I, David Diaz-Infante, the Bronco, and some other big guy that we can't remember, at a network marketing meeting in Denver. And I think, where could we ever get that kind of an experience? And I thought, isn't that something that I'm suddenly back in touch with Darren Sliva? He's one of the most important stories in Aveni. And I run across Mr. Vang, who his story is literally on recordings that I've made with Darren. And so Darren is a guy who 37 years of dysfunction, misery, agony. And if you listen to him tell his story yesterday, adding to Rick's description of the product, he talked about how he could not escape that feeling, that misery. Standing it hurt, sitting it hurt, trying to sleep it hurt. There was no place to go to get away from it. Darren told that detail talking to my sister yesterday morning. He happened to call me when I'm on the phone with my sister Lori, a great horsewoman who was injured in a toboggan wreck when she was a little kid that had a hip replacement less than a month ago. David Peake also has talked to my sister, also a hip replacement person from Avini. So these three-way calls are pretty interesting. And Darren and David both were able to be such an encouragement to my sister in her choice. So the message I got from her early this morning was, lubing with cobra venom this morning. And then more stories about how her day is going. And so Darren gets a hold of a beanie, gets a shipment of products, come to his mailbox, happened to talk to him that day. And he says, if this would help me in any way. And I said, well, you know, try it and we'll see. And that evening, he called just bubbling. And I have to say, for a guy that hurt like that for 37 years, I never saw him anything but cheerful. You know, he was a guy that could have put a smile on the top of the whole thing and be cheerful anyway. But when I first met him, he would do little parlor tricks, made you look kind of things, and one of them was that the top of his femur was not in a ball and socket because he kept breaking hips. He's that kind of strong. He's so strong that he can actually break hips, break titanium hips, break that kind of thing. He's that kind of strong. And he would pop the top of his femur out the side of his body, still covered by skin, and he could sit a can on it, and it would sit there. So can you imagine how that hurt 17 years without a hip? Because he kept breaking them, the doc wouldn't put another one in until 17 years later. So these are just some stories, and he can tell it really quickly, but when I heard him talk about no place to go to get away from that hurt, from that misery, from that agony, no place to go. If he stopped any place, it just started building up again. Not standing, not sitting, not sleeping, no place to go to get away from it. And ask him to add that to his testimony when he had it a little longer. So as we're telling our stories and we're using these products, and even, you know, the stuff that I get a kick out of, which is the mechanism things about it, you kind of have a stage 1, 2, 3 in your story. So if you listen to Darren tell his story, stage 1 is, you know, when I was 14 years old, I was attacked by a bully, broke my hip, 37 years of misery. And then I got this product. Sat down, put it on, squirted it in my mouth, squirted it on the problem, watched the TV program, stood up and walked away straight up instead of like a caveman. That's the short version. And then there's the, well, tell me more. And then if he tells you that, then there's, well, tell me more. And, well, tell me more. And it's kind of like that, I think, also with the mechanisms of the product. And so yesterday we got about 5 more levels deep in our understanding of how Avini plus relief goes through its features and benefits. How comfort comes out of misery or agony. What happened in Darren's hip? What happened in his back? What happens when he reaches out to other people? How can that be? How can that be? And so I loved what Dr. Dave Mahoney did with the question part of the call. And you'll find that Rick Deitch wants to hit every question square on, right in the face. You know, there isn't something too difficult to ask him. And so he had gotten a written question from Dr. Mahoney, who's a doctor of the mind, by the way, brilliant guy, cool to do a beanie with. And the question was, what if you reach out to someone with the Plus Relief product and they feel that it didn't do what they hoped it was going to do? Then what? And I love the way that Rick approached the question. He said, well, let's look at how it worked. He said, 99% of the time, if somebody says something like that, they did one of two things. Number one, they didn't try it long enough, properly enough. They thought it was going to work like some other medication, and that you take it, and for a little while, a few hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, you know, whatever it is, that problem doesn't exist. This doesn't work that way. It's different than every other thing that intervenes in agony. It does not work like any of those. Completely different mechanisms. You don't feel any heat, no cool. There's no dilation of the blood vessels, no risk of bleeding out because you're using the product or anything like that. No damage to your liver. None of those bad things are there because the mechanisms that lead to that are not there. The mechanism is completely different. And so, yes, some people topically or even systemically can get an effect in a really short time. We tell those stories a lot. That's one of the reasons that Darren's is so cool. Happened in 45 minutes. But I assure him it was designed to build up over time. So 5 or 10 days of consistency of using the product is going to give a lot more effect than in the first hour. And it not only does it build up slowly, it also disappears slowly. So if you're using the product and you stop using it or you miss using it or you misuse it for some reason, then the benefit persists for a while. And so you kind of need to be attentive or understanding of how it's working in order to get the most benefit. And what do we want to do with this call? We want every one of you to be really, really good at getting the benefits of the product. Remember, I bet it's the same for you. For us to be interested in a company like this or products like this, the benefit we get from the product has better be worth a lot more than it costs us to get it. The benefit that we get from the products we use, personally, I'm saying, need to be worth a lot more than what it costs us to get it. Otherwise, we don't have a company. We don't have an opportunity. We don't have something in our minds that is of great value to the general population, which is what we have to have. Something they don't know already. If we don't have that kind of thing, we don't have a Vini. But we do have a Vini, don't we? And we have all those things in you know, really a wealth of all those kinds of things. So the other thing that can happen is that you choose to replace your current string of medications immediately by using Divini Plus Relief. And he said it should be done differently. You should use it along with your other medications until you get to the point that you realize that you can have comfort without them. So you wean off of those and maybe can get to the point you don't need them at all. But if you stop something that's working, you know, 4, 6, or 12 hours at a time, and you begin something that's going to become most effective 5 or 10 days down the road, you might have a period of time when you actually begin to feel the problem again. And so if it's somebody who is very sensitive to discomfort, they might want to be sure that they continue with what they've been doing, add this, and then test to see if they can wean off of it. So I thought that question from Dr. Mahoney was really, really valuable. So how is it possible that a message coming down a nerve that is saying misery, misery, misery comes to a synapse that is being influenced by a Vini Plus Relief comes out the other side of the synapse as a comfort message? How could that possibly be happening? And really, we got a great explanation of that from Rick yesterday. And so let's just venture down that a little bit. And I got a kick out of Darren's comment also when he started speaking. He said, someplace in that explanation, I may have slipped off of the bell curve of getting it. And I thought, okay, that's kind of cool. So in the middle, or we really want to work in the area where the tall part of the bell curve is, where everybody is understanding what we're saying. But I think it's of great value to know that Rick's out there and Dr. Samuelson's out there, and I sadly have the same affliction where I want to know how it works. And we need to boil it down to where everybody, every single person on this phone with any one of these products is so effective in expressing why they're important, why they're useful, that they're successful getting the products out to the people that need it. And so that's one of our goals in the talk today. And so we started with somebody else's story, right? Everybody can use Darren's story. It works so great. Then you give a kicker to that, and that's his wife Georgia's story, where her feet looked like they were on fire, like she had failed the walking through Kohl's part of, the personal development thing. Who is it, Tony Robbins, that has people walk through coal, and then she must have stopped in the middle. That's what her feet looked like. And began to use the silver. And it solved that problem. So you just add to the stories, and they're so good. But it's good to know that somebody knows how it works, and somebody's making the product that is really, really bright. And maybe so bright that other people can't imitate what they're doing. So maybe you noticed that Dave Gilday asked the question, which is pretty pointed as well, of Rick, how many of these products are patented? And Rick's answer was, well, actually only the one made from cobra venom. And we do have multiple patents for multiple purposes and multiple functions. Thank you. Well, there's a lot of patents. I saw them hanging on the wall, took pictures of some of them. But when it comes to the zeolite product, we hold the process as proprietary, and we have proven it in court to be a process that is of such great value that it can be kept as a secret. He said, I didn't want to publish it in a patent because then people would do a little tweak to it and claim that it was theirs. And the way that works, when he's making Cell Defender, he's constantly tweaking the process, so it's very tweakable. If there's a little something left in there and he's doing one of 30 steps, he's going to repeat one or do something different. So, for example, if there's too much iron left or too much lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, whatever it is that's too much of that left, he's going to keep going. So it is a tweaking, constant tweaking process. So a patent wouldn't protect it. So it has to be held proprietary. And there just aren't people around that are the same kind of smart, very many of them, as Dr. Samuelson and Rick Deitch. So anyway, what happens in that synapse? The message of misery is coming down. It's an electrical message, tick, 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 coming down the nerve from a place that's hurting. And it gets to the synapse, but it's going to jump across. But it's going to come out the other side saying comfort instead. And, incredibly, all the other messages that are telling you how to wiggle your fingers, blink your eyes, and have a thought to be able to taste something, to be breathe, all those messages are going to continue across unimpeded. How can that be? How can that possibly be? And he explained it so beautifully. When it crosses that synapse, it gets to a little receptor site. And the receptor site is activated by acetylcholine, which is the on switch. So we have electrical messages coming down our nerves, and the switches are chemical. And acetylcholine is on, and the enzyme that cuts it, acetylcholinesterase, is off. And so the acetylcholine goes across, and it opens the pathway for the information to flow through. The information flows through in a little electrical ion, sodium, Na+ ion. And they are not allowed through if something's happening like right now, the snow melt in the Rocky Mountains. Think of the snow melt in the Rocky Mountains as being a signal of misery. Because if it comes down the valley, it's going to sweep everything out that's been built where the river used to go. Well, how come the river doesn't go all those places anymore? Because there have been things put along to check the overflow. The regular flow still goes through, the nerve message, regular message, also still goes through. But the part that would have caused flood or misery or agony or discomfort or inability to function, that isn't allowed to go through. Only the small parts. And so it's interesting that channel opens and closes frequently, and it opens and closes much more frequently in the presence of the peptide that comes from the cobra venom in Aveeny Plus Release. And it's like 1/10,000th solution. And so water's still coming down from the Rocky Mountains, but it gets caught in checks, dams, lakes, and rivers, and only the normal part gets through. And it becomes always useful instead of sometimes not a useful message. So it's kind of cool. And I didn't know until he said it last night, how, and actually wrote him a request to tell us more about that. Because let's just say that the message was lots and lots of acetylcholine that went across. That's what I thought. That's the on switch. Okay, you get too much on switch. But it's not that. The acetylcholine only opens that little channel. And then the control of how much message goes through it is done within the channel. So as soon as the acetylcholine goes in, it's on, and the acetylcholinesterase comes, and it's off. So that function isn't the one that gives you the perception of misery. It is how much of the electric reticle signal gets through, or how much of the snow melt from the Rocky Mountains goes through the river at any at one time. It needs to be the normal amount, not the damaging amount. I hope that's kind of making sense, and I hope that, Darren, I'm getting on the getting at bell curve that you were talking about last night. I thought that was kind of brilliant. You know, please help me get the information within the part of the bell curve where Darren gets it. And Darren is a high-powered prospector. He's a high-powered weightlifter, and he needs to be able to tell his story and to be able to understand well enough the products so that he can, have people join him. And if they ask him an additional question about the product, that he can maybe go another one or two levels deep. Oh, tell me more. Okay, well, it's kind of like the snow melt coming out of the Rocky Mountains. We catch it in lakes and rivers and checks, and we don't let the flooding message come through. Only the useful message comes through. Something like that. That the greatest feature and benefit, the biggest benefit of that product is comfort. So what is in between misery, agony, dysfunction, and comfort? It is Aveeny Plus Release. I'm really wanting to work on our languaging, and so I think using the word Aveeny frequently, that needs to become a household word. Aveeny Plus Release, Aveeny Nano Silver, Aveeny Cell Defender, Aveeny's Immunity, Aveeny Plus Release. I'm going to take just a quick cruise through the other products. And I'm going to talk a little bit about selectivity. This is going to be a gigantic word because it really is the magic of our product line. How is it that Dr. Samuelson's Nano Silver is able to select between the beneficial bacteria that are in your gut and the ones that are trying to hurt you? How is it that it can do that? And the answer is that the ones that are hurting you are more primitive. The ones that aren't really quite alive, like cause pandemics, they really aren't very advanced. Remember, way, 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 way back when things were very primitive or very simple, oxygen itself was poisonous. Well, to those, silver remains poisonous. To us as an organism, to our more advanced bacteria that are helpful in our gut, silver in this form is not poisonous, it's helpful. So, the Nano Silver is going to take away the keys and the tools from the kind of things that cause colds and pandemics. Won't let them in a cell. They can't hurt you if they don't get in your cell. Take away their keys and their tools, they can't get in. When it comes to the bacteria, the Nano Silver will unzip the protective coating around a primitive bacteria, but the protective coating around a bacteria that's beneficial in the gut is more advanced, more complex, and is not unzipped by the silver. Selectivity. Cell Defender. Let's jump over to the Zeolite product. Aveeny Cell Defender. Rick's Zeolite product. And there was a woman who asked a question on the call yesterday. She's brand new. Asked one of the most important questions there are. How can this tell the difference between the biologically active metals and the biologically toxic metals? Simple as can be. The ones that are poisonous because they are small in size and very high in positive charge. So they go someplace and get stuck. For the very same reasons, high charge and small size, they get stuck in the activated micronized zeolite that is a Vini cell defender. So that's how the selectivity occurs. The larger ones don't get stuck in there. It loses interest in them. These things really aren't things that we design. They were gifts of God. I always say the things that are hidden for us to find, not from us, but they're hidden for us to find. And these two guys are some of the people that find these attributes of natural materials. So that's the big key with cell defender, as any cell defender, is that the poisonous metals go someplace and get stuck in us. That's how they hurt us. For the very same reason, they get stuck in the zeolite. And the zeolite actually has a greater affinity for them than we do. So it's able to steal the poison from us and leave the beneficial materials, the beneficial metals behind. Okay. And we already talked about Vini Plus Relief, how it tells the difference between the message that's coming down a nerve that is misery and the message that's coming down the nerve that are operating your body. The one about misery is like the snow melt in the Rockies in the springtime that would come down and just scour the entire valley. The river for, you know, a month or two would be from hilltop to hilltop, and it would strip everything off of the earth. All the farm ground would be stripped, and nobody could live here anymore. But there's a series of checks and balances coming down. That's the way Vini Plus Relief works at the snap. All right. One more cool little, I always try to have a bonus detail for you that might apply. Near my little town of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, there's a place out in the sand hills, and coming to that place are power lines from every direction. And it comes to this giant mass of electrical gizmos sitting out there in the sand hills all by themselves. And people come from all over the world to visit that to see what it is and how it works. What it is the link between the grids in the electrical system to the west of us and those to the east of us. Remember, I'm almost in the middle of the country. And they run on slightly different frequencies or slightly different cycles. And so the electricity comes in as an alternating current, is instantaneously turned into a direct current and then changed back to the one that's compatible going the other way. So there's a momentary opportunity there to change something that isn't useful into something that is useful, or something that would be harmful into something that's not harmful. That's another way of looking at the Vini Plus Relief. As that message is crossing the synapse, there is an instantaneous opportunity to change that message from misery to comfort. And Rick Deitch figured out how to do it. And you guys got the product. Now, I've been with Rick Deitch in quite a few ventures leading up till now. And we never, ever had access to that product for us to market. What's the difference with Vini? Our two scientists are sitting on the very top. There is no bureaucracy above them. There's nobody to tell them no. That's my call for today. Anybody want to open the line, ask a question, add to it? I'm sure everybody's minds are above. I know mine is.
I do, Chip.
Got you. Who is it?
Darren.
Okay, so, talk to me.
So a couple of things came to mind when you were doing your call, and, you know, it's one thing to tell my story. It's another thing to hear it from someone else. I may have gotten a little emotional listening to that. I guess I just don't think about it when I'm telling it myself because I've said it so many times, but hearing it, I guess the effect that I'm having on people and this product and stuff is really a humbling experience. And I thought about something else when you were talking about everything is that, you know, we have the Avini Cell Defender, Avini Nano Silver, Avini Plus Relief, Avini Immunity. Well, just like working out or diet, you can't target certain areas by themselves. And if you really want to be have the full effect of everything, you need to be on everything. And with this company, this business, this opportunity that we all have, I would highly recommend that everybody be on everything and get the full Avini experience. That's what I wanted to say.
Excellent advice for sure. And I just, as we have these conversations, and you can feel them as they're happening, what we are talking about is so important, and what is vested in each and one of you, the information that you are now a carrier of, is of such great value. You know, it's been in the past that super spreader events got a bad name, but not when it's you guys spreading information. We need super spreader events, and we often just go one person to one person. And, you know, yeah, God bless you, Darren. You came along at just the right time and the right spot. And there's some divine intervention to your arrival here at this time, I think. And for every one of us, I bet everybody can feel that within themselves. Anybody else?
Hey, Chip, this is Thane. Can I add to that?
Gotcha, Thane.
Okay. So, the interesting thing, just two nights ago, I was on the phone with Doug Dickey getting some things squared away and everything else, and before he called, I was visiting with a family friend of ours, and she was pouring her heart out about a good friend of hers who is her rock, her soul-centering ability. She's the person she goes to talk to and everything else. Anyways, this woman, her name is Megan. She's 25 years of age. She's got two kids, and she's got 17 autoimmune issues, and she's breaking and falling apart. And anyhow, the doctors have basically just told her, we're gonna basically just monitor your systems until you die. There's nothing we can do. Her digestive system is shut down. She's got a PICC line into her stomach. Her lower GI tract and her bladder has quit working altogether. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is this woman, from what we were being told, this woman goes out of her way to do anything and everything she can for her dear friend that was sitting at our house that night. And I thought, my goodness, I gotta tell her about the Avini story. And it just so happened that I was able to connect with Doug. And I was telling Doug, her and I, and telling this Doug about Megan. And Doug, you know, I just threw it out there. I said, Doug, I don't know. Is it a possibility, you know, that we could, you know, through Doug, do a three-way phone call with Rick Dykes and see if there's a possibility to help Megan? And Doug said, absolutely. You know, and that's the beauty of what we have here is the fact that we don't have pomp, arrogance, and circumstance to where people are just like, oh, you're just a little plebeian. You don't have the right to connect with me. We've got individuals that openly care. And so it was quite interesting. This friend of ours, her name is Hanako, but as she was here telling us about her best friend, Megan, I told Hanako flat out, I said, you know what? You may or may not know this, but every Sunday I fast and pray with nothing more than the intent to find those who are looking for me, that I can aid and assist with the gifts, talents, and knowledge that I've been given. And it's because of people like you, Chip, that carry the mantle forward and are willing to disseminate this information to help people like me. And I got to tell you, I am eternally grateful for people's stories out there like Rick Dykes, Dr. Samuelson. Darren, I just barely met you on the phone the other day. Wow. I'm blown away. This is an amazing place and an amazing story to share. And I thank everybody on the phone call for it.
Well, right back at you, Thane. You know, you certainly are greatly appreciated wherever you can. And thanks for chiming in. Anybody else? Well, we've used our half hour.
I'm Dave Johnson.
Got you, Vic. Go ahead.
All
we
right,
Vic, and then hey, Chip, after Vic.
You. My wife is my beautiful skeptic, and she's been that way for a long time. When she was a teenager, she was jitterbugging. You guys remember doing the jitterbug and all that flipping and all that stuff? Well, her partner flipped her over his back and forgot to tell her to tuck her legs under. So she hit both ankles on the floor and fractured her left foot but didn't know it. She's 65 years old right now, and she is having trouble walking. Her self-esteem is rock bottom because she's a proud woman, and, you know, women like to look good when they walk and different things. They went to the doctor. There's nothing you can really do other than seize your ankle to the rest of your foot, which means she would kind of walk like a penguin. With no feasibility, no mobility, and that's it. Yesterday, we got our Avini Plus release in the mail, the roll-on, and she rolled it off her foot and her shoulders. She had, you know, she gets a little pain in the shoulders when she's sleeping. Today, she is walking around in regular shoes with no pain. She's not limping like she used to just 3 days ago, and I am so happy. I praise God for everything that this company is doing. That's my story.
And that's Vic Vaughn. Vic Vaughn telling the story, yep. Is that right?
That's correct,
sir. Thank you so much for telling it. Well, it turns out that Darren, his results were exceptional, but like my wife says, not the exception. When you reach out to others and the story moves forward, other people benefit. So isn't it crazy that that jitterbug flip all those years ago, now at age 65? So she has 30-some years probably at least of hurting before a VD Plus relief got her to comfort.
That's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for chiming in and adding that. I think there was one other person that wanted to say something. Who was that?
Yeah, Chip. Are you on?
Got, yep, gotcha.
Yep,
sounds like Robbie. Gotcha.
I got a real estate client that she bought this beautiful, gorgeous log home, and she's just hurting pain. She can't get out of her chair and even walk through the house. And I got her some of the pain relief, you know, the Cobra Venom. And she looked at the label, and she says, oh, I'm allergic to some of this stuff in here. I don't know, benzyne or something. She said, I can't take this. So what can you tell me to try to help her? I don't know how she...
Well, you can always start in a real small spot, you know, just dab, like on the wrist or something, and see if there's any inflammation. It actually has a function that is aggressive of inflammation. So there's, I'm not running into people who are having trouble using the product, but if there's a concern like that, you know, you always respect the concern, and then you start low and move slow. So you kind of sneak up on it and say, the benefits are worth it. Let's see if you can get to the benefit, which is comfort. So what she doesn't want is more discomfort, for goodness sake, not in her situation.
Right.
So you just have to be patient.
You know,
yep. Does that make sense,
Robert? If you're in an airplane, low and slow get you in a lot of trouble. You want to go high and fast. But, I hear you.
Well, that's also available. We hope that a lot of people in their Avini businesses right now are moving high and fast. And you're right, faster is more fun. But if it's someone who's, gone through that kind of discomfort and has taken those kind of beatings, remember, this is a real strange place when it comes to including people. In the draft, 4F meant you were so sick and so weak that you weren't qualified to serve. If you were 1A, then you get right in and, go to work in the military. When it comes to Avini, a lot of the people that come here come because they're 4F, because they're dysfunctional. And so you have to work through that, and then, I know it sounds crazy, but they go from 4F to 1A, and all of a sudden they become the ones that are flying high and fast. And so, landing is nature's way of testing a pilot, and maybe takeoff too. So you can work that in. I know you've got a lot of talents in all those areas, but you might have to be patient, like you've got a small engine and a big plane to get her off of the ground.
Well, this lady, she's a former, she's still a real estate broker from Nevada, got about 30, 40 years on the business, so she knows her business very well, and she's able to buy this beautiful log home up the mountains of Idaho overlooking a lake and area down below, but actually she's stuck in the basement. She can't even get up to the main part of her house to enjoy this beauty. And, I would just love to try to help her somehow get out of her pain.
Well, right now, you know the rest of the story.
Yeah,
absolutely. You could call me, call Darren, call Dave, call, probably anybody on this call, and we could be an encouragement to her. Most of us know the end of this story if we can just get to it. And so we just have to be patient enough to get to the story. And for her, it's everything. It's the rest of the house. It's the upstairs and, done a lot of right things to get there and can't enjoy it.
Well,
so there's a gajillion stories like that around.
She bought the products.
Oh, she did?
The name change. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't
all right.
think she's taking them because she's concerned about maybe being allergic to something that might be in them.
That's why we have these calls. I want you guys to be assured, to be confident in what you've got. And, if you have some questions, for goodness sake, reach out to one of us. And I think many of us are used to being on those three ways, and we're happy to do it. And, my heart's going to be with that woman, and everybody else's, I'm sure. So we look forward to hearing that more about that story as time goes on. You guys, we stretched our call a bit this morning, and it sounds like doesn't sound like we're going to run out of stuff to talk about. So let's have another call tomorrow, and another one next week about products. So I'll see you then.
Thanks, Chip. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Chip.
See you guys.
Have a great day.
You bet.